What's up, fam? It's your boy Jolly once again back in the building alongside the world's greatest co-host.
Hello,
LL, the one and only.
Yes, how right? You doing,
Jolly? What's going on? Hell, look, let's get right to it. You've had the opportunity to look at your presidential candidates, round one and two. What is your takeaway? What do you think? Who is the winners and who's the beginners? Who has a chance and who's just really wasting their time? What stood out to you? Who stood out to you? And who was just really being fill up space?
Okay, well, I have to say that first night.
Round one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel that Elizabeth Warren was very confident. She sounded very confident, sure of herself.
Okay.
She had a lot of good platforms to talk about.
And in full disclosure, I did not see the first debate. However, I did hear a lot about it. I really wasn't too impressed from what I heard. I did see a nice little portion of tonight's, and I have my my opinions on that one as well, but
you
actually witnessed both.
And Julian Castro, he was very, very headstrong. I mean, I never really heard of the San Antonio mayor myself, and he used to be the HUD secretary. I did remember him being HUD secretary.
Really?
I do remember that, yeah. But I did not know that he was this. I mean, he was passionate, you know, especially about the immigrants, especially how the immigrants are being treated in this country. He was very passionate.
Okay.
About running this country. That's what stood out to me. Also Cory Booker. I mean, Cory's
your man, right?
You know, yeah, I've always, you know, I had a little crush on Cory.
No, but, I mean, no, I didn't mean your man as in
no,
that aspect.
I know you did.
I mean, you also had a crush on Don Lemon. See how that worked out for you.
I did not have a crush on Don Lemon. But I was shocked first that Cory spoke Spanish. I was like, what are you? How many nationalities are you? You know, you spoke Spanish like that. That's one another thing that I was very surprised about, how many candidates were speaking Spanish. Of course, Julian Castro, he is Hispanic. But Cory and O'Rourke spoke.
How is Beto?
Beto had, he spoke well too. He spoke well too. But he slipped up on some things.
Did he bring home any pointers?
Not really.
Did he knock any home runs?
No.
Okay.
No, he did not.
This
he
is
not.
The first round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we got July 30th. But let me tell you about Cory.
Back to Cory.
Cory kept talking about how he lives in this bad neighborhood. And my whole thing is, well, he didn't say bad neighborhood. He says, in my neighborhood, there were seven people that were shot last week. And my whole thing is, he said, and one of them I knew, Mr. Such and Such and Such. I'm like, if you know people that are being shot in your neighborhood, you need to move. I don't make a fourth of what you make. And nobody got shot in my neighborhood last week. So how are you in a neighborhood that has a lot of gun violence?
Maybe he was talking about in the neighborhood that he was born in.
No.
Or raised in.
He says right now.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Cory, boo-boo. You got to move. You got to move, bud. But I know there's some better places around there. I know you're trying to, you know, stand with the people or something. I don't know what you're trying to do, but if seven people got shot in your neighborhood last week, you need to move.
Okay, now, to tonight's debate.
Okay, yes, tonight's debate.
Your man, again,
mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
A slew of other individuals.
Kamala.
A slew of other individuals. And what do you think? Now, here's my take. Here's my take.
All right.
Who looks more presidential on the stage tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it would have been Biden, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
But then again, of course, he has had experience in that position before. You know what I'm saying? Of being there and how to look and how to, you know, transfer,
yes.
you know, your presentation
mm-hmm.
for it to be palatable and acceptable.
Okay.
I would have thought back in the day
mm-hmm.
that he would have been a good candidate to run off the heels of Obama. But right now, I don't think so much.
Hmm.
I don't think so much. And that's from past stuff that I've been digging up on him, which we can talk about now, we can talk about later. You know, it's perfectly okay. But that's just my take on it. What I see that mm-hmm. may be a good ticket to run
right.
would probably be Biden, Harris. Okay.
Okay, I see.
Or let's go Biden, Sanders. I would say Sanders, Biden, but nobody runs for vice president like that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody runs for second place. You know what I'm saying? So him, Biden already have been the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't want to settle for vice president again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Hmm.
That's very interesting that you might say that. I felt that, I do feel that Kamala stood her ground. She was very sure of herself too. I like that. I never seen that of her before. I like what she was saying. That young guy from California, Eric Swalwell, he came up to the forefront, the redheaded dude.
Mm.
You know, he was saying some good things too. I think tonight the debates were a little bit more richer than last night. Even though last night Blase, the mayor of New York,
Blasio.
He did it. Yeah, Blasio. Blasio. Yes, Blasio. Sorry. Yes, he did a great job too.
Did he really?
Yeah,
did he really? Because of all accounts that I've heard,
mm-hmm.
the citizens of the city of which he is now current mayor,
yes,
are displeased and say that they would not vote for him to be president.
Really?
Okay.
Why?
Look, don't ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but from what I understand. The individuals that are citizens are displeased and they don't want him to be.
Okay. Well, he stopped the stop and frisk.
He stopped the stop and frisk. Okay, fine, good. But I'm just telling you what I've heard from pundits
mm-hmm.
and from the reading that I've done
okay.
about individuals that are in his authority right now. I say,
mm-hmm.
On his authority right now. No. So I don't know. I mean, every time that comes up to be some black issues, then, you know, he wants to be personable to the people. He always throws up his black wife,
mm-hmm.
his black children.
Children, yeah, he does.
And, you know, hides behind that. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what goes on, you know, we're not privy to that locally. So we just don't know, but you know, I just know they're not happy.
They're different. Definitely, last names that we can look forward to.
Really?
Yeah. I think that they're the people that we've just spoken of
right.
are people that are going to be in the running.
Who do you think stands the less than a snowball's chance? Who won this less of a snowball's chance in the Hell War? Now, there were two individuals that I knew tonight that I had never heard of.
Uh-huh.
And they were both ironically from Colorado, were they?
Yeah, I remember.
And it's like, they popped up to say a little something. It's like, who are you?
Well, the former governor, John Hinkle-Looper. Heckenlooper.
Okay. Never heard of him before.
But he's from Colorado. Okay. You know, hey, there's plenty of them.
Of the individuals that were from Colorado, did anybody say anything about legalizing marijuana? I mean, I don't...
That was not anything they asked. But nobody mentioned it, no.
But
the governor did mention that he did legalize marijuana in Colorado.
Okay.
The former governor, John.
Well, did anybody... Was there anything said about reparations?
No.
That seems to...
Mm-mm.
Really?
No. No talk about that at all.
There seems to be a lot of buzz.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz. There sure is a lot of buzz about that.
But it wasn't made a hot button or a hot topic issue.
No, it was not.
Interesting.
On either night.
Right.
It was basically, you know, about immigrants, about schools being free, you know, colleges being free, more about healthcare being free.
Police brutality?
There was talk regarding police and racism, yes. Yes.
Who stood out on those points?
Tonight?
Kamala Harris, of course.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to be able to sway you on Kamala Harris or Cory
Booker. Just impressed with her tonight. I was impressed with her. I have not been impressed with her the whole time.
Showed you Kamala Harris's resume from California... I know
she was a prosecutor. Read some things that she did.
Right.
And then that's why I said that I would not, you know, vote for her, but she sounded good. She sounded good. But of course.
So does winning the lottery.
Biden sounded good on what he needs to do.
Can he say I'm sorry for anything? Can he just apologize to anything? Listen, this is what I see when I see Biden. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I see a 70 plus year old white man, a 70 plus year old privileged white man that is just that. Plenty of times he's been asked to apologize or make some things straight. Not once has he ever apologize straight up. You know, I mean, even up until to the last little bit where he was talking about the racial the boy incident. Okay. And using the racist, prejudiced people that he had connected with that sided with him back in the day. Or the segregation of schools back in the 70s. I mean, he has a history that's not necessarily so friendly to black people. So let's not be, you know, sidelined by the whole Uncle Joe theory and, you know, him. Man was a great vice president. But even as vice president, they had to take the mic away from him for a little while. You remember that, right?
Yes.
Because he was just throwing stuff out there is like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the blunders were just coming and coming and coming. Right. So, I can't really get behind Joe Biden. I would love to, but I think his time is really just come and go. His opportunity has passed, and too much has crept up on him at this point. You know, we know he's touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're dealing with a president, current president right now, that's touchy-feely. And probably even more so. which is another thing, but with this new thing that just popped up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The 17th woman.
Dude, I really hate to say that I think she's lying. Right? Mm-mm. Because hold on. I really hate to say that I think she's lying. Because I don't think she's lying per se. Because if I were to say I think she's lying, that would mean that I think Donald Trump told the truth. Okay? And yeah, that ain't, no.
No, I don't think she's lying because she didn't tell, she only told two people, and she told two people the exact same story. And she was so shocked with it that she just kept her mouth closed. Sometimes somebody can do something to you that you're so shocked, you cannot believe it happened. So you just don't talk about it anymore. And that's what I feel that she did. So I do believe her. I do believe her. But going back to what we were talking about as far as Joe Biden, I feel that you know, Joe being a white man, of course, he's going to have some discrepancies in his past. But if you look at what he's done overall, it has been for the good of the people and good of our people that he has very tried to help. You know, he was an attorney, you know, during the civil rights movements, things like that, a public defender. He was there. And I've always seen him be fair. You know, when he was younger, of course, you know, I don't know everything that he did not do back then, but I know there has to be something. I just think that we need to give him a chance. All of the candidates to me sound great. Some more so better than others. Of course, I am a Bernie Sanders fan. Because the fact that his health care.
Here's what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. When you say, and here's what I want everybody to do. When you say that you're a this person or that person's fan, mm-hmm. I want you to ask yourself why.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm backing this candidate. You know what? I really like such and such. I really like this person. I really like that person. I want you to, once you complete that statement, ask yourself why. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, proceed to pull back the covers off of that person and see how much you really like about that person.
Every politician is going to be someone that we really don't like if we pull the layers.
So once again, we're playing the lesser of
the 10 two evils. Evil. Yes, 20 evils.
It was only 10 tonight.
Yes.
There's another 10 waiting in the wings.
Yes.
Okay.
But I want the lesser of the 20 evils to beat that big evil we got sitting up in office.
And the
right
lesser
now.
Of the 20 evils are going to be the author that was there tonight.
Andrew Yang.
No, the author, the female.
Yeah, I know. And Andrew Yang.
And Andrew Yang, yeah. He's the tech guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the lesser of the 20 evils.
Mm.
Boom. Hence cometh your presidents.
Oh my goodness.
They're not dirty. They're not politicians. They're not tainted yet.
Mm-mm.
And come on.
And they don't know anything.
Neither does the motherfucker.
And they're going to have people around them that won't know anything.
I'm trying not to curse on this episode, as you can probably tell. But you almost got me just then. You said they don't know anything?
No.
Neither does the current resident of the White House either.
We don't want that. We can't afford that. The United States cannot afford that.
And he's got a Twitter account.
Yeah, and he has a Twitter account.
And the power to sanction.
Mm.
Come on now. Which only does nothing but makes it harder for the American people. You're sanctioning everybody that makes products that we use on a daily basis.
Right.
When America don't make shit. America don't even make the American flag. It's made in China.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Make America Great Again caps. Check the label on the back of them joints. All y'all that's secretly wearing them.
Right. Made in China.
No. Oh, they were made in Mexico. Do you know my dad, right? Mm-hmm. Before Trump ran for office, he was wearing the tailored Donald Trump shirts. Because those were the only ones he can get to really fit him the way that he wanted to fit him.
Really?
Yeah. He was spending buku on Donald Trump dress shirts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he ain't never got no money, right? But anyway. Yeah. So, once Donald Trump started to run, mm-hmm. he told me, it's like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do with all these shirts back there I got now. Like that, we'll keep on wearing them. No, I got some new ones still in the bag. Yeah.
Wow.
Why? Because Donald Trump came running on the idea of building a wall and keeping the Mexicans away and, you know, illegal immigrants and all that. Mm. Bruh, your label says made in Mexico.
Crazy.
Right. Exactly.
Isn't that crazy? What a hypocrite.
And my pop, being my pop, you know what I'm saying, calls out hypocrisy whenever he, you know what I'm saying, gets the opportunity. No. I'm looking at your shirt right now. On the tag, it say made in Mexico. Yeah. But I digress.
Hypocrite.
So, what are you going to do?
No.
Back to picking the lesser of the... Look, yeah. I'm telling you, IT guy, mm-hmm. author. Okay? Mm-hmm. Either the IT guy would get in the office and hack the hackers and make sure that the elections don't get hacked no more, or the author would get there and write a damn good story and a damn good ending and send it off to her cabinet people and say, hey, make this shit happen.
Okay, so we gotta look for that, huh?
Because Joe Biden already said, hey, they're gonna have you back in chains. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be up there hugging and tapping. He even said today, when going into the debates,
right?
What are you gonna do today if they if they ask him, if they come at you, you know, whatever, give him a hug. I'm looking like, dude, no hug, no. You should never say hug. Don't ever say hug. Don't ever say touch. Don't ever say hug. Don't ever say kiss. You can't blow a person a kiss goodbye. Don't do none of that. Don't speak about nobody's neck. Don't nothing.
Oh, right? My God.
As a matter of fact, take a page out of the book of from the Asians. Mm-hmm. Don't even shake nobody's hand. Just bow.
You
know what I'm saying? Just you know. Mm-hmm. One of them.
Just cursy.
Don't curse.
Oh my gosh, that's just something else. Well, we gotta see. There's more debates coming up.
There is. I'm sure that you're gonna keep us in tune.
Mm-hmm. So, I will.
Hey, let's take this moment right here to switch gears a little bit, right?
Okay.
Now, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Alabama.
Sweet home Alabama.
Don't ever sing that song again on this show. Alabama man. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you heard about this one. When I heard about it, it was too doggone incredible for me. So I had to make sure it was right. So what I did was I pulled it up. And it's true. In Limestone County, Alabama, a man by the name of Mickey Paul is wanted on drug charges, but is continuing to play cat and mouse with the cops. Mm-hmm. Paul describes the squirrel as being his best friend, and he fed it a healthy diet that never included, are you ready for this? Meth. Now you see, Mr. Paul is accused of keeping a pet attack squirrel that he fed methamphetamine to. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I tell you what. Let's do this.
Yes. I think about telling my chiefs on Iran.
Now, why that's coming up, because this is live. Mm-hmm. So.
He is feeding the squirrel.
Fails on the pet squirrel, making the headlines across the country. Limestone County, a man by the name of Mickey Hawk, is wanted on drug charges tonight, but is continuing to play cat and mouse with police officers. Hawk describes the squirrel as his best friend, and he fed it a healthy diet that never included meth. Says he won't say where he is tonight, but knows he can't stay on the run for much longer. Hawk says, despite what people are hearing, he has a great relationship with this squirrel, and he can also see a bright future for his pet squirrel. If convicted, by the way, Paul would have to pay between $250 to $500 in fines and could face jail time as well. Charles, I'm sorry. I just don't have a good segue.
Now, okay.
Okay, I'm still confused, though. Okay, are they mad at him for feeding the squirrel meth? Or are they mad at him because he has meth? What's the charges? What's the charges against Mr. Paul?
Well...
What does a squirrel come in at? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Who complained about the squirrel?
Right.
Okay. Now, I didn't want to bring this up because of the simple fact that it sounds like just too far out there and too outlandish, right? But because it made Channel 33 News in Alabama, it must be real, and you've got him there defending himself.
Right.
About it. So, you know. We only want to, you know, talk about true stuff. Well, I mean, the story goes on and on and on. The outlandish tale of a meth-fueled attack squirrel just got nuttier.
Well, who did the squirrel attack?
He hadn't attacked anyone yet.
Why they call him an attack squirrel then?
Have you ever seen a sane squirrel?
Yes!
You've seen a sane squirrel.
They're in the trees all the time.
Every squirrel I've seen is crazier than batshit. just off general purpose.
Do you have something against squirrels?
No, I love them. But the motherfuckers is dumb as fuck. Come on, L, you're making me curse. I promised my mama I was not going to curse on this episode. Now, come on. The Alabama man who police alleged fed a pet rodent methamphetamine to keep it aggressive has spoken out while on the lam. Now, what happened was when they came to the house and saw the squirrel, they captured the squirrel, and guess what they did with the squirrel?
What?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
They released the squirrel back to the wild.
They caught the squirrel?
Caught the squirrel.
And released him onto the wild?
Back to the wild. Now he's out there in the fucking... Now he's out there in the woods fiending, okay?
Yes!
Right.
And
okay.
Probably slapping other squirrels.
Boy.
And...
Boy.
What? You can't just let a squirrel that's been on drugs by himself.
You just don't put a squirrel on drugs.
But if you already know the squirrel's on drugs, then you gotta take care of the squirrel.
I mean, this is Alabama we talking about. Now he's okay. Out there trying to get everybody else hooked.
So Mr. Polk doesn't have his best friend with him anymore.
But he's on the run.
But he's on the run.
He's on the run. Okay.
Is he looking for a squirrel?
Investigators raided a home in Athens on Monday, looking for Paul, right? Mm-hmm. After they were told he had been caring for an attack squirrel. Mm. An attack squirrel. Paul wasn't there, but police found another man who they arrested on drug charges. They also found the squirrel. It's illegal to have a pet squirrel in Alabama.
What?
say that again. It's illegal to have a pet squirrel in Alabama. As many squirrels is in Alabama, bruh. Somebody needs to do something. Come on, you can't eat them all.
Oh. Who came up with that law?
Somebody that didn't want a pet squirrel. Okay.
Oh, my God.
You good? You back?
I'm back.
Okay.
I'm
back. It's illegal to have a pet squirrel in Alabama, officials say it. They released the critter. Here's the part that you're going to love. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're going to appreciate this. Mm. Officials said they released the critter into the wild. As... Hold on, bro. Come on back. Come on back.
God.
Come on back.
How long is this?
Hold on. Officials said they released the critter back into the wild as, quote, there was no safe way to test the squirrel for meth.
Ha! Like squirrels don't have blood.
No.
Well, but so if they could test it, were they going to arrest the squirrel too?
But no. I don't know. You know, that's no safe way to test the squirrel for meth. So just let him go back out in the woods. Now he's out there running around once again, batshit crazy, feeling like a mug, right?
Geeking.
He ain't sleep right now. And we're filming this at 12:45 Eastern time.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? On a freaking, Thursday night? He out there right now, not sleep. You know what I'm saying? Okay, hold on. It gets better. But in the video that we just listened to, Park appeared to suggest he was somehow reunited with his critter pal. And not because the squirrel came back looking for a fix. They said it was a trained attack squirrel in a residence that was on meth. Okay. Park is heard saying in the video, you can't give squirrels meth. That's what it says. You can't give squirrels meth. Mm-hmm. How does he know? Clearly, he may have tried. It would kill them. Obviously, he has tried, and the previous experiments have gone wrong. He said, you can't give squirrels meth. It would kill them. I'm pretty sure, but I've never tried it. Liar.
Lying. You wouldn't bring it up if you lying. Didn't know.
The 35-year-old said the squirrel is just over 10 months old and described his personality as being, bruh, an asshole.
Well, animals can be assholes.
He's a... His exact words, I'm reading straight from the article. His personality, describes his personality as being an asshole. Quote, he's a mean motherfucker. Mama, I didn't say that. I'm just reading. No doubt, he says. But he's not a trained attack squirrel, and he's not on meth. Mm. I'm pretty sure. Mm.
Poor squirrel.
I better not find out he's on meth anyway. I don't think he likes that shit. The squirrel is safe. The public isn't in any danger in any way from the methed out squirrel in the neighborhood.
Why y'all talking about the squirrel like he got choices?
Listen, the kicker to this whole story, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're looking like none of that was the kicker? Mm-mm. The squirrel's name.
Oh my God.
Huh? You ready?
Yes.
The squirrel's name, this is no lie, is right here in the article, was Mr. D's. Okay. Do I need to finish the rest of it?
No.
I'm sure Mr. D's is out there looking for nuts.
And not methamphetamines.
I don't know. We don't know. This is Alabama News. Mm. Since Alabama News. So there it is. Just lighten it up a little bit.
Oh my gosh, John, that was delightful.
Was it?
Very delightful, yes. Thank you. I can now go on with my life.
There is no way that you could have started your day tomorrow without knowing that little snippet of information.
Absolutely correct.
You know, somebody's going to ask you about the methed out squirrel tomorrow, and you and all of our listeners will be able to properly inform them about Mr. Paul and Mr. Deez
from Lime County, Alabama.
That's right. That's right. So, and that's what we do here.
Yeah,
we keep you in the know.
That's right.
Even if it's serious, even if it's crazy, even if it's wild. I mean, we keep you in the know. We keep you in
the know. And I love it. I love it. So, Ja.
Yeah.
How's it been for you?
It's been wonderful.
Has it?
I got no complaints. I'm still here.
That's cool.
We back. We black. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to do our thing.
For sure. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? We're back. We're actually growing a little bit too.
Yes,
actually
we are.
Growing a lot.
Yeah, we are.
Podcorn. We're on Podcorn.
That's right.
The only app that you can listen to our podcast and thousands of others just like ours.
And get paid.
And get paid to listen. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely we want our listeners to slide over to Podcorn. That's PODCOIN, Podcorn. Download that free app and, you know, get paid. Cash, rewards, gift cards. I mean, they got a slew of stuff going on over there.
Awesome.
And we're proud to be a part of the Podcorn family.
Yes, we are.
And for those that would also be inclined, we're also on TuneIn. Download the TuneIn app and check us out there. You know, we're listed. We're listed. We're worldwide.
That's awesome.
Well,
really?
I mean, as a matter of fact, I looked at the last ratings and our followings in the UK are steadily climbing.
Oh,
so shout out to all the brothers and sisters across the pond that are listening, because, you know.
Thank you.
It's you fam.
That's right.
Right on. So, you know, that's that.
And you know, last episode we were talking about Georgia and the heartbeat bill, abortion bill.
You know, a follow up for that.
Yeah, and I wanted to follow up on this. We were talking about that there is something called the morning after pill that is out there.
Okay, now refresh everybody's memory or those that may have not heard the episode. How did we even get to that point of the morning after pill? Because they passed the abortion law.
It goes into effect January 1st, 2020.
Right.
2020.
And which makes abortions after a certain amount.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Basically illegal and punishable by law, basically. And the question that I had was, what about the morning after pill? And you've got that information.
Yeah. There's the morning after pill. And the and you do not have to have a prescription for it.
Wow.
You can just go to the pharmacist. You can go to Walmart, CVS.
Now, we're
Walgreens.
Not promoting.
No, we're not promoting.
That anybody does.
Right.
That.
Okay, but you can.
Just throw that out there.
Right.
But just to answer that question that we had.
Okay. Yes. Right. And it costs between $17.99 on up.
My God. Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. You can take it up to 3 days after you've had unprotected sex.
So would they outlaw that as well? I mean, they're going to have to. I mean,
they're only saying abortions, not the morning after pill.
Right.
The morning after pill, you know, is basically like the heartbeat bill. The heartbeat bill is you can have abortion up to 6 weeks.
Right.
So the morning after pill is like an abortion within 3 days.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's legal. That's legal. But there are a lot of Hollywood producers that are trying to put some heat up under Georgia, because they're saying that if Georgia passed this bill, then they're getting out of Georgia. And I'm speaking about companies like CBS, Showtime, AMC Network, Netflix, NBC Universal, Walt Disney, Warner Media, and Viacom.
Do you really think that they're really going to pull out of Georgia? I mean, or do you think they're just blowing smoke?
I believe they're trying to put heat up under them. I do feel that some of them have already pulled out from Georgia. Mm. Some of them have already stopped filming. Mm. Now, Georgia does give great taxes. You know, they don't have to pay hardly any taxes to these Hollywood producers.
And if they do, they're delayed.
Right. 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 So basically, they're looking at that it's cheaper to film in Georgia, so they get more of their money. Mm-hmm. So of course, I don't think that they'll stop completely. No, no, I really
so you don't
do
think
not.
They'll actually pull out, because there's some big names made. There's some big names here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they call us the Yollywood.
The
Yollywood.
The Yollywood. Oh, mm-hmm. Y'all.
Y'all.
Oh. Okay.
Yollywood.
That's
instead of Hollywood.
That's pretty lame. Okay. Yeah. Well, you spoke about celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke about movies, entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a celebrity.
Who else that?
Was in a few movies.
Okay.
And has supplied some entertainment.
What's that?
And he's on Twitter.
Okay, everybody's a lot of celebrities on Twitter.
We're talking about The Juice.
The Juice. Oh.
OJ Simpson.
Really?
Has a Twitter account.
Ah. Does he now? I gotta check him out.
I'm definitely going to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
That's bound to be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think he really understands how this whole social media thing works, though.
I heard.
Yeah, I don't think he really gets it.
I heard people laid him out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Now the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, he did get some, you know, pretty snide remarks about him being on Twitter and, mm-hmm. and you know, and whatever. I mean, like, I've heard things so far as you got to be careful on with the social media platform, OJ, but hey, give it a stab. You know what I'm saying? You know, stuff like that, but you gotta, you know, it's OJ, and I think I'm not so mad at OJ as I am his handlers or whoever is holding his camera or whoever's influencing him right now,
mm-hmm.
because you know what, he seems to not, like I say, seems to not get the full gist of what this social media thing is about. Let's take a listen.
This next story, OJ Simpson. This is 25 years ago today. It was that Bronco chase, really incredible, right? Put it that way. That was after Nicole Brown, of course, and Ron Goldman were murdered, and now Simpson. This is the development this morning. He's joining Twitter, saying he has some, quote, getting even to do. Amy's here with much more. Amy Ron Goldman's sister Kim is speaking out.
That is correct, David. Good morning. Simpson had generally kept a low profile since his release from prison back in 2017 for robbery and kidnapping. Well, now, just a few days, he already has more than 600,000 followers on Twitter.
600,000
followers.
What he's
saying is raising some eyebrows.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. I'm coming soon to Twitter. You'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
Back this weekend, OJ Simpson.
OJ clearly says he's back. And I get it. He's trying to fit into society.
Mm-hmm, he
he's trying to, you know, mend himself back into the flow of things. And you're talking about an individual that was locked up when this whole, when the internet was basically just kicking off.
Right.
When the whole social media platform at that time was not even heard of. Okay. So he's coming out now needing a tricycle, but jumping on a 10-speed.
That is perfect.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, he needs a tricycle, jumping on a 10 speed, and saying shit like, I've got a little getting even to do.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. No.
No, you don't, Jay.
No.
And it sounds like,
bro, you still on paper. Right. Don't be doing that. No. Right.
And it looks like he's trying to jump into his celebrity status that he has no more.
Oh, he's got celebrity status.
Oh, okay.
He's still a celebrity.
Okay.
I mean, regardless of what end of celebrity you want to put him on,
mm-hmm.
he's a celebrity in everybody's eyes.
Gotcha.
Whether he's a celebrity for playing football,
mm-hmm.
Or whether he's a celebrity for being one of the first black men to be a national murder rap for killing a white woman, I don't know too many cats that can get off of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I'll stand up cheering for him. You know what I'm saying? And you know, hey, Johnny Cochran, hey.
OJ didn't do it though.
Huh?
OJ didn't do it.
What?
OJ didn't do it.
Hell.
What?
Come on.
OJ didn't do it.
Come on.
He didn't.
He's been found not guilty. 20 years have passed.
If the gloves don't fit, you gotta acquit. Those gloves didn't fit him.
Huh.
OJ did not do it.
But he knew something about it.
Now he knew something about it, but he didn't do it.
Okay. All right. Let's be clear now.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
You know, knew
because,
about it.
Because when that verdict came down, mm-hmm. we was happy.
Yeah, I was happy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he knew something about it.
White folks on the other hand was pissing him up. I don't remember seeing not one that was walking around without a red face. I mean, they was pissed off to the highs of pissedivity.
But then OJ just fell for stealing back his stuff. And then he went to jail.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah. You know, and wrote a book in jail mm-hmm. about, what was the book's name? If I Did It, This Is How.
Yeah, I Would Do It. Yeah, what? This is how I Bro, do it.
Bro, calm down. You know what I'm saying? There's a passage in the prayer that says, lead me not into temptation. Somebody needs to lead him away from all these tempting thoughts. Look, an idle mind is a way to jail.
That's right.
Or in OJ's case, an idle mind is a way back to jail.
Mm-hmm. And, like I said, and Twitter is another one, OJ, so you need to stop Twitter too.
I got a little getting even to do.
Mm-hmm.
No, you ain't got shit. I'm about to sit down and be quiet. Mom, I'm sorry. I cussed.
Again.
I cussed before?
Yeah, that was your second time cussing.
Oh,
second or third.
I only cussed two or three times this mm-hmm. episode. Oh, I'm doing good.
Yeah, you are.
All right, cool. Yeah. But look, OJ, Twitter, is going to be interesting. I'm going to follow him mm-hmm. just for the sake of it. You going to follow him?
Yeah, I'm going to follow him.
That's all. I mean, he's almost to 1 million followers already, so.
Might as well. What does he got to do? What does he got to do? It's OJ.
It's the juice.
Yeah.
The juice is loose and running amok on Twitter.
You know? Entertainment at its best.
And going on YouTube to boot.
Oh, God.
I know one of his first thoughts when he came out was to that club.
Mm-hmm.
There was a club, I think in Miami, where he went.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. And I remember he had a drink or something in his hand, whatever. And he was surrounded by his signature white women.
Yep. Talking to white women.
I'm looking like, you ain't learned a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
I didn't know his head was that damn big, though. That's a noggin. You can barely fit it. You could hardly fit that in the screen. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Why are you talking about that man's head?
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, but shout out to him. I'm going to follow him. Everybody follow OJ. Definitely follow us.
Yeah, I feel bad for his kids still. Even though his kids are grown now. I feel bad for them.
What happened?
Their mama's deceased and their daddy was accused of it. They don't have their mama nor their dad.
His dad was found guilty. I mean, found innocent of the murders.
I know, but he's
found innocent of the murders.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying he
went through the process, and the process found him not guilty.
That's right. That's right, because he wasn't guilty at all.
Go ahead and sign us off, Bill. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know where we can, you know what I'm saying, be hit at, and you know all that.
You know the drill, you guys. You know you can hit us up on Facebook at Talk Black to Me. And you could also
find us on Twitter.
Yeah, find us on Twitter.
At Talk Black to Me.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, easy put, we're Talk Black to Me wherever
yeah.
you want to. Just Google Talk yeah. Black to Me and you'll find
you'll
us.
You'll find us.
What are you
on
listening
to? Podcoins, uh-huh. tune in.
Podcoin, tune mm-hmm. in. And any of the other nearly 10 venues for listening to your favorite podcast.
That's right.
You know.
You can email us at talkblacktome@gmail.com.
That's talkblacktome @mail.com.
I apologize. You know that Gmail is me.
Go ahead and blow that up then, since you want to slide that in.
Yes, that Gmail is on my mind, guys. It's LELLE.TBTM
at
gmail.com. Hi, what are you talking about?
How are you?
Ja? I am a
Rhodes Scholar.
Yes, Christian woman.
Daughter of a preacher.
Daughter of a preacher and a teacher. I do not do anything. Get high like what? What is high?
I'm speaking of high on life.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Of course I'm high on life.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Of course. Excellent.
What were you thinking of?
I was looking at you. You wanted curses, so I was just trying to, you know, equal that out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That you were talking about something else.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
I would not.
Yes, that is L.TBTM@gmail.com.
That's right. If you want to hit L up directly, and I know the fellas out there, you know, they be hitting you up on your Facebook page, you know, and your Instagram page and all that. They be hitting you up. It's all good. It's all good. Yes. I mean, look, if OJ got a fan base, you need one too.
Oh, I'm compared to OJ now.
L, go ahead and sign us off, man. That's what we got for this episode, man. We love y'all. You know, L, take us out.
Hey, guys. We love you all. And I want you to know that we appreciate you listening to us. And I want everybody to look at your neighbor, your melanated neighbor, and do something for them. All right? Yeah. Pass it along.
Really?
Yes.
You look better with your sign off.
You know what? He picks on me all the time.
What up, man? Look, it's your boy Jolly signing this one out with the world's greatest co-host, my girl Double L, riding shotgun always and as usual. Listen, man, don't ever let nobody knock you off your circle. You be the best you that you can be, and always remember that the best revenge is living well. And for now, we out, y'all. Peace.